The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello everyone, and I'm happy to be here and to be heard. I think we have the sound equipment and everything working again. So it gives me the luxury of repeating myself, which I don't like to do so much, but I'll say what I said yesterday that you didn't hear. So imagine that you're going down a creek someplace in a canoe, and there's a wonderful, gentle, pleasant current which is just carrying you to your destination where you're going. And but it's a narrow creek and lots of trees on the bank and overhanging, and as you go down, it's easy to reach out and touch the branches and even hold on to the branches above, to the side. And you have a passenger. You have someone along with you on the trip. But this person, every occasion, reaches out to hold on to a branch and holds it for a while until the canoe stops and then lets go. And you go a little bit further and hold on, and you go and hold on, and you go. And in this way, it takes a really long time to get anywhere. And so this is an analogy how we can be in our lives. And for now, we'll look at it in terms of meditation. That there's a current that we're in, the current of the present moment, that's always occurring. That in a sense, the future comes into the present and flows into the past. And the present moment is where we witness this constant change, constant transformation, and this unfolding of time. And we could stay there in that current and let it take us where it goes, or we could hold on to the branches. And the branches are our thoughts, our ideas, our feelings that we hold on to and end up having retrospective thinking. Something happens and we start thinking about it, and then that's holding on to the branch. We've lost, we're not in the current anymore. Or we start thinking about something that is completely unrelated in the past or in the future. The past branches, the future branches. Or we start making commentaries and stories and judgments about what's in the present. And those are commentary branches and story branches, judgment branches. And as soon as we hold on to them, we're no longer flowing in the current. And in meditation, we're teaching ourselves, training ourselves to stay in the current and not to hold on to anything that interrupts our ability to stay present for what's happening in the present moment. And one place to train ourselves in this is in the breathing. It could be, with other things, it could be sounds, or, but the breathing is a classic place to train us. And to consider that the constant flow of sensations connected to breathing in the body, that those are the current of the present moment as you experienced it physically. And the idea is to be present, to rest in, to float in those sensations as they flow through, flow by. That's the place where we tap into the present moment and the constant change. And then notice when we get pulled away into thought, we're holding onto a branch, and how there's a disconnect if we get lost too much in those thoughts. And the idea is to kind of stay feeling, sensing, resting, knowing, cognizant of the current of breathing, the flow of sensations that come with the in-breath, with the out-breath, wherever in the body you feel the breathing. It doesn't mean you have to stop thinking entirely. It means that the weight of attention is on the breathing, not holding on to the branch. Sometimes the breathing can just be like a branch on the side of the creek that you see, and it just goes by. Maybe it brushes against even against your shoulder as you go by, if it's a narrow creek. But you don't stop for it. You know it's there, but you're staying. And for a canoer, it stays, knows they're floating in the river, just feels the current, stays in it. And that's the center of gravity. That's where the weight of attention is. So, assuming an upright meditation posture, and gently lowering your gaze to about 45 degrees to the floor, and letting your gaze be relaxed, not focusing on anything in particular. And then gently closing your eyes. And gently establishing a connection to the body breathing. Feel the rhythm of the body breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. And feeling, knowing the beginning and the end of the inhale. Aware of the beginning and end of the exhale. Being aware of the current of sensations between the beginning and the end of the inhale. Knowing the current of sensations between the beginning and end of the exhale. And feeling the changing sensations of breathing. Take a little bigger breath than usual. And as you exhale, settle into the body breathing. Relax the body as if you're relaxing around the experience of breathing. Letting your breathing come to normal. And for this meditation, trusting attention to breathing, trusting floating in the current of breathing in and breathing out. Noticing if you grab the branches of thoughts and you're no longer floating. No longer flowing along. With the whole experience of breathing in, the whole experience of breathing out. Staying there, resting, sensing, knowing. The full experience in time of breathing as it's occurring. thinking has a flow and a movement from one thought to the other. See if you can switch your allegiance from the flow of thinking to the flow of breathing, letting thinking recede to the background. And let yourself be carried along in the current of the present moment that appears with every sensation of breathing. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, take a few moments to appreciate whatever degree of calm, peace you might feel. And if there is no calm and peace, what you might have understood about your mind's tendency to hold on to branches, and what you might learn from letting go of the branches, even if it's momentary. Being present, the flow of the present moment. And letting that be a place upon which to gaze upon others kindly. To look upon the world with the calm, peaceful eyes. Not filtered by the attachments and fears we might have. To feel fortunate to have the ability to sit quietly and meditate. And think of this meditation as a foundation for going into the world with care and love, kindness, friendliness. May this meditation practice we do be a preparation for living a wise and caring life. May the peace of our meditation spread from us out into the world. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free.